Again, welcome back, and this session is on selecting the appropriate questions. Let us pray. O Lord, we ask you to give us the insight that only your Holy Spirit can give us, that we might be able to ask the right questions of the applicants that come before us. We thank you and praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Some suggestions on selecting the appropriate questions. Follow the guidelines of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. The EPC says, review the personal information form to identify points in which you would like further information and formulate specific questions to generate the information. Now that may sound obvious, but actually, it is often not done. We usually will ask an applicant vision-type questions, theology-type questions, personal matters. But really, the questions that get at the integrity of that applicant are found in the materials that they sent you. So please make sure that you zero in on those materials, particularly looking at the places that they have worked. Also, check for omissions in the materials. Some applicants will not give false information by way of commission, but they will delete relevant but adverse situations that you need to know about. So you look at an application, and they provide a lot of information about a lot of different topics, but you go, they didn't provide a lot in this area. Well, that's a good indication that you need to probe in that area. Conduct a preliminary background check prior to the first interview. And what I mean by that is ask the applicant for 3 or 4 references that won't jeopardize their current position, and that these references will maintain confidentiality. But even before you do your first interview, do some previous background investigation. Ask some questions of people who know this applicant. It's very important to go into the interview with knowledge about that applicant that applicant may not know you have. It does a lot in bringing that applicant to the point of feeling very motivated to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, as it goes. Do a pre-interview advanced Google search on the applicant. It is amazing what you might find about the applicant. In the advanced search, you will put in more things. Like, for instance, you will put in the person's name and the various places that they have lived, and perhaps their college or their seminary or whatever it is, and you'll try to, you can select a little portion on the advanced search and actually have 100 things pop up, and you can scroll through them very quickly, and you can find an amazing amount of information about the applicant. I just had somebody come into my office who gave me a story, a pretty impressive story, but something didn't sound quite right about it. So I Googled. I took their names and where they were from, and I just Googled to try to find a little bit about them. And I found 5 newspaper articles that were on the web that were actually very complimentary of this person and looked really great. But I continued to dig a little bit more, and I found an article in their college newspaper, of all things. And it was not so complimentary. In fact, it had adverse information, exactly what I had suspected. So just a Google search, just a free Google search, can give you a lot of information about the applicant that's in front of you. The American Association of Christian Counselors advises that one of the things that you should do for people in particular who are working with youth is to do a Google search, because oftentimes pedophiles, for instance, are those who have been involved in activities that would be suspect, can be discovered simply by a very simple but an advanced Google search. You'll have certainly people on your committee who have these type of computer investigative skills. The personality screening tools may be very useful to you because they can often provide an x-ray into the heart. Counselors who are skilled with these tools will often say that they can jumpstart their understanding of a counselee by 9 weeks or more. They can gain so much information out of some of these tools. So someone who is gifted in this area could be very helpful to you. Let me give you an example of a tool that I think would be relevant to a pastoral search process, and it's the Taylor-Johnson Temperament Analysis Test, called the TJTA, very famous. I'm sure you know about it. It's been around for 40 years, and it's been translated into 6 languages. An average person can complete it in about 30 minutes. One of its purposes is to be a vocational guidance tool for evaluation of personality traits, which obviously would be important for your committee. It also has a potential for team building, which I would recommend that if you use the tool, or whatever tool you do use, if you decide to use a screening tool like that, that the entire committee should take that test to see how it works, and also to be used to build a team, that team chemistry in the search committee. But the reason why I like the TJTA is because its use of the validity scales. It has a discriminator in it. And this test may give you insight into the Proverbs 13:7 type of personality. That is the verse that says, one man pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. That is, they have an inflation of personality strengths. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. They have a deflation of their personality strengths. And what happens in the TJTA is this discriminator actually will ferret out whether the person is giving you accurate information. It will either indicate to you that the person is right in line with the norms that one would expect, or it will tell you that the person has overinflated their personality strengths or underinflated their personality strengths. That is very helpful information. But even if the person answers according to the norms and gives you valid information, you can build some personality type probing questions from that material. And a qualified TJTA tester and counselor can help you incredibly give you some great, great practical information from using such a tool. You want to prepare your questions, and I would recommend the quick approach. The quick approach begins with the Q, which is a question that is open-ended. And then you want to come back with the undertaker question. These are questions that are designed to probe for buried skeletons. Do they have any? Does the applicant have any skeletons in their closet? Let's be frank. Let's be right on the money here. That's what we're doing in the screening process, finding if they have any buried skeletons. So you've got to ask those type of undertaker questions. Sometimes it takes courage to do so, but you've got to do it. The I is the insight question. Those are questions that emerge during the actual interview that you will add. The Holy Spirit is really good about, in the course of conversation, giving you more insight and illumination prodding you to ask another question. You want to be ready for that. Then you want to ask a confirming question. These are questions that seek to corroborate the applicant's story. Now, in the next session, we will look at all of this more in-depthly. And the K is the knowledge that you will gain if you use this process, and you will see the results of such sequential questioning. It will yield knowledge, actionable knowledge that you can actually dig into and look at and get to understand the applicant better. Make sure you ask all the questions you prepared in advance for the applicant. The Holy Spirit is wise. If God moved the committee to ask 8 questions, then make sure you ask all 8 and get a satisfying answer to these probes. The Holy Spirit is going to prepare you, and do not shortchange His preparation. It's His wisdom, not yours. We get this temptation that if we're going to ask somebody 8 questions and they do a great job on the first 4, we naturally assume they're going to sail through the next 4. So why ask them? But the bottom line is they may sail through the next 4. But how great to hear your suspicions, your views confirmed about that applicant. It's going to even bring confirmation in your heart even fuller and more solid. But brothers and sisters, in my experience, it's often been the last two questions that I'm asking the applicant where you see this switch in the applicant where something is revealed because they were not expecting that question. I implore you to ask all the questions that the Holy Spirit has moved you to ask. I had a dramatic situation when I was a background investigator. I had misgivings about a particular applicant, but he was sailing through the interview, and I had a lot of pressure from outside sources to hire the person. And you will have the same thing, you know, someone in your church will recommend somebody, will have or even be related to somebody, and they will giving you outside pressure that you ought to hire this person. And you may not have a great feeling about them, but you're not finding anything that would derail their candidacy. But again, brothers and sisters, ask all the questions. I'm about ready to wrap up my interview, but I ask one question that in my preparations that the Holy Spirit had moved me to ask. And the question was a simple one. How will becoming a deputy sheriff change your life? Pretty simple question. No big deal. It was amazing what that question revealed. The applicant sat up in a very straight posture and had this kind of haughty look on his face. And he said, he used to be a police officer before he applied to our sheriff's office. And he said, I look forward to wearing the uniform again. I always loved its feel against my skin. Then he goes on to say that he can't wait to get in his uniform and walk around in his neighborhood as he gets into his car to go to the sheriff's office to let all the neighbors know that he is to be respected. And then he indicated in the course of his answer that there was one point in his career that he was denied a promotion, and that he didn't like that much, but he was looking forward to getting back into the sheriff's office or into the law enforcement profession. Now, he didn't know it, but he revealed his heart at that moment. Because number one, I didn't know that he was denied a promotion. And as I went back to do the background investigation, I found out not only was he denied it, but he took some pretty nasty actions against his agency in response to being denied the promotion. I didn't know it, but I knew it by the way he answered that question. Also, he said that he wanted to wear the uniform in his neighborhood. Now, for an experienced law enforcement officer, that's a no-no. It's a no-no because it's an officer safety situation. You become a target when you wear your uniform, so a good agency will tell you not to do that. Secondly, he obviously wanted to wear the uniform to gain respect in the neighborhood. what I would say, to intimidate people. We're not looking for people in the sheriff's office who are there to protect and intimidate. We're looking for people who want to protect and serve. And very often you have to screen out those personalities that really only want to be deputy sheriff or a law enforcement officer because of the intimidation potential. But finally, the first response that he said, that he loved the feel of the uniform against his skin, oh my, that was not the thing to say to a background investigator. Back in those days, the uniforms that we wore were made of polyester. Now, you tell me that you like the polyester next to your skin. Well, we in law enforcement are a little bit skeptical. I'm going to mock that. I'm not going to be impressed with that. I'm going to mock that. And I'm going to tell my supervisors, do you really want to give a guy a gun who likes polyester? I mean, most of us in law enforcement, frankly, couldn't wait to get our uniform off. We didn't want to wear it for very long. The bottom line, friends, as you develop your questions, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. Trust His guidance. Ask all that you can ask. And use all the tools that He moves you to use, and you will find out that this time will have been well spent. God bless you in your endeavors.